Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 15th day in the month of January 2026. It's a brand new day and the Lord has gone ahead of us. It's a beautiful thing that we get to hear, we get to see, we get to feel, we get to move our bodies this morning only by the message of the Lord. And we want to say thank you, Jesus, for all you do for us. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at the part 5 of a topic that we started a few days ago. What is man? What is man? And our aim is taken from M 13 from our Open Heaven Manual. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Genesis 47 to 50. And our memory verse is taken from Luke chapter 12, verse 7. Luke chapter 12, verse 7, we say, but even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Our Bible reading is taken from Matthew chapter 7 from verse 9 to 11. Matthew chapter 7 from verse 9 to 11. From verse 9 it reads, or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Our manual today reads, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him? Psalm 8 verse 4. The love that God has for man seems so unbelievable that the psalmist has to ask the question in the passage above. His love is immeasurable and everlasting, like we see in Jeremiah 31 verse 3. He loves us so much that when Adam fell in the Garden of Eden, he put together a redemption plan for us so we could be restored to him. He also gave us the right to sit with him because of his tremendous love for us. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6 says that God has made us sit together with Christ in heavenly places. In Yoruba land, where I come from, we often say that the house of the fellow you love is never too far. Because of God's overwhelming love for us, he came all the way from heaven to save us. He loves us so much that even the strands of hair on our head are special to him. And not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. That we can find in Matthew chapter 10 from verse 29 to 31. Whenever I hear Christians say that they doubt in their hearts whether God will answer their prayers or not, I wonder if they truly know how much God loves them, like we see in Romans 8 verse 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? If someone loves you so much that he or she gave you his or her only child, what else is so big that the fellow cannot give to you? I want you to know how much God loves and values you, so that when you go to him in prayer, you will know that you are speaking to someone who is willing to give you anything you ask 4, and who wants only the best for you, like we see in John 14, from verse 3 to 4. Beloved, God loves you more than you can ever imagine, and it grieves him when you don't even realize how special you are to him. Spend quality time with him daily so you can learn more about his love for you and know the many wonderful things he has prepared for you. God's love for you is immeasurable and everlasting. That's what our key point for today is telling us. God's love for you is immeasurable and everlasting. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word today in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisefellowshreddy.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven Hour. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link you pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisefellowshreddy.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned, and thanks for joining us to hear my voice again and to be gathered for another word from the mind of God. To remain blessed. Bye-bye.